This is John Martinka, the escape artist, and today I am going to tell you a real life story about a business owner who ran into roadblocks as he tried to escape his business with style, grace, and more money. Now, those of you who watched my video podcasts, listened to my audios, read my newsletters or books know I stress three things all the time. And those three things are the questions I ask owners when they say they want to sell. It is the things that owners should do to increase the value of their business and make it more attractive to buyers. And then relationships. So the three questions I ask owners are, number one, have you worked with a financial advisor to determine if what you're going to get from the business is enough with all your other assets to move on to your next great adventure in life? And this particular owner I was talking to, obviously not. And he said, just about all of my wealth is tied up in this business. So that's one of his motivations to sell, is to get some liquidity. He still wants to keep working. Now, the other questions I ask owners are, what is that next great adventure in life? And if it's retirement, does your spouse want you around 24/7? Second thing, four topics I mention when people say, well, what can an owner do to increase their value? And in no particular order, it's good financial systems and accurate financial statements. Or I've said in many of my talks, try to make sure your financial statements and tax returns at least look like they're from the same business. Growth. So often you hear from an owner, well, it would be easy to grow. People representing businesses would fall into that same trap. Oh, just do these three things and you'll grow it so fast. And it's not that easy. So owners, show you can grow the business. Now, before I get to the one that applies to this case study, my bonus tip, which I added a few years ago, was show you can attract and retain great employees. We've been through COVID. We've seen the unemployment rate go from actually below full employment levels to skyrocketing to coming back down, but it's really to specific industries. And there are still a lot of businesses out there that can't find good people because they don't have the skills of the people who have lost their jobs. So attract and retain good people, because the cost of employee turnover can be very high. And then the one that applies to this situation, this owner was approached a few years ago by a large player in his industry. They wanted to acquire his business. And he said to me, they beat me up on price because the business was so dependent on me. Get rid of all your dependencies, especially on the owner, but also key customers, key suppliers, key employees, a key product. But the owner is the one that is often the dependency in a small business, and it's a red flag. And then finally, relationship. Now, I've used this story many times, but it's great. A client had started a business. I helped him sell it to a friendly competitor. He then bought two other companies. And we were having lunch to discuss everything that had happened over the previous year or two. And he said, I would never buy a business from or sell one to somebody I don't like. And I have grasped onto that term because it just hits the nail on the head. Well, in this case study, a couple of years ago, the owner got an offer for his company from an individual. The money was right, but there was no relationship. There was no rapport. There was no exhibition of competency to run the business. And the owner said, I would have sold for that amount of money, but I would not want my people working for this person. the best buyer is not always the one with the most money. So here's a case study of things that just came together. Normally you'd have to have a few different examples to put them together, but no relationship, owner dependency, and not being in control of a personal financial situation to move on to that next great adventure in life. And as I open this video podcast with, for an owner, you do those things, you do them the right way, and you will exit with style, grace, and more money. Thank you for watching.